one halakha and the laws of Nida and an explanation. The halakha says, as we learned, that before a lady can begin counting a Zayin Nikiyim, she needs to count either 4 or 5 days prior. The question is, why are these days necessary? Which means, let's say a lady saw Nida, and she was able to get clean in one day. Why can't she start her Zayin Nikiyim immediately? Or let's say she's able to get clean after 2 or 3 days. Why do we tell them that they have to wait 4 or 5 days before they can even begin Zayin Nikiyim? Because the halakha is concerned that if a lady was with her husband, so therefore she has a tum'ah of zina inside of her. And therefore it takes 4 or 5 days for the zina to leave her body and not render her tum'ah. So therefore, first she cannot count 7 clean until she finishes what if there was zera. So therefore, there's a calculation of 4 or 5 days. So the halakha logically should say that that's only if she was with her husband. So if she was with her husband the night before she had nida, so now I understand maybe you have to wait 4 or 5 days. But let's say she wasn't anyway with her husband for a week before. So there's no zera anyway. And therefore, when she gets a nida, there's no zera issue. However, the Rama writes that the Achamim made a gezera, shimsha atu lo shimsha. That the Achamim made a gezera that even where there was no tashmish, still she has to wait 5 regardless. And that's our minhag as well. Our minhag is that we don't make hishbon shimsha, lo shimsha. Once a lady gets nida, it's 5 and 7. We don't make calculation, well, the last time that shimsha was 4 days before, so that's already 4 in the bank, and therefore we have to wait 1 more. We don't hold like that. We hold the gezerah, like the Rama says, shimsha atu lo shimsha. So therefore, any time a lady gets nida, seemingly, she would need to wait the 5 and then the 7. But there are some cases where even the Ashkenazim would be lenient. Let's say a case where a lady counted already 5, and in the middle of a 7, on the 4th day, she became Teme'ah. So she has to count again 7. In that case, we don't obligate her to count another 5. She counted 5 already. Or, for example, a case where a lady counted the 7 and she went to the mikveh. And before she was with her husband, she became teme'ah. In that case, also, we're going to say she does not have to count the 5. Even though the Rabbi Yehuda writes in his teshuvot that even in that case, according to Minhag, she should count the 5. But the Hatam Sofer already challenged the Rabbi Yehuda on this, as well as the She'elot u'Tshuvot in Pnei Yoshua, as well as Rav Abdallah Somek and Zefchai Sedek, as well as the Ben Ish Chai in the Halachot. And therefore the Halacha, while it is our custom on an Idah to wait 5 and 7, even in the case of Lo Shimsha, however, but in cases where she counted the 5 already, or even if she counted the 5 and 7 and went to the mikveh, but she did not have Tashmish yet and she became Teme'ah, the halakha says she just has to count 7, meaning she can start cleaning immediately and start the 7 right away. This is the way Achama Vadya comes out as well in Tarat Abayit Chelik Bet on Daf Taf Yud Tet. Isha shira at Adam v'mtina al ma'u 5 yamim yom riyata v'fsika betara v'tchila limnot 7 nikiyim u'be'emsa yemei nikiyim o besofam hazra v'ra at Adam. אין הסדיקה לשוב ולמתים מספר ימים כדי להפסיק בתארה מחדש. כיוון שעברו עלי 4 או 5 ימים קודם ספירתה הקודמת. אלא תפסוק בתארה מיד ותחזור לספור 7 נקיים ותטבול לתארתה. ולא עוד אלא. אפילו אם לאחר שסבת 7 נקיים וטבלה ראתה דם קודם שתשמיש עם בעלה, יכולה לפסוק בתארה למחרת היום. ותעזוב את 7 נקיים ותבוא לטהרתה, ואין הצליחה להמתין ימים קודם צבירתה, הואיל ועדיין נושם שם, ואפילו למנהג אחינו אשכנזים, שנוהגים להחמיר בלא שמשה, גזרה משום אישה של שמשה, בנידון כזה, גם הם יודו להקל.